SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूँ नताशा कौल SBS हिंदी टीम से और आज हम बात कर रहे हैं भारतीय शास्त्रीय नृत्य और संगीत की। इस वर्ष वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कलावनी स्कूल ऑफ इंडियन क्लासिकल आर्ट्स ने भारतीय शास्त्रीय नृत्य और संगीत सिखाने के 40 साल पूरे होने का जश्न मनाया था। इस स्कूल की फाउंडर जयलक्ष्मी रमन 1983 में नॉर्थ पर्थ एथनिक म्यूजिक सेंटर की संस्थापक सदस्य थी और यही वह साल था जब उन्होंने पर्थ में भी इस डांस स्कूल की स्थापना की थी। आज वे हमारे साथ भरतनाट्यम नृत्य शैली और भारतीय शास्त्रीय संगीत सीखने और सिखाने की अपनी ऑस्ट्रेलियाई यात्रा और चुनौतियों को साझा करने के लिए जुड़ रही हैं। आपको बता दें ये अंश अंग्रेजी भाषा में है। वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम जयलक्ष्मी। सो यू केम टू ऑस्ट्रेलिया इन 1980s एंड यू स्टार्टेड एन इंडियन क्लासिकल डांस एंड म्यूजिक स्कूल इन पर्थ। दिस ईयर यू सेलिब्रेटेड 40 ईयर्स ऑफ दैट स्कूल। शेयर योर ऑस्ट्रेलिया जर्नी विद अस। हाउ डिड इट ऑल स्टार्ट एंड व्हाट इंस्पायर्ड यू टू एस्टैब्लिश अ स्कूल इन वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया?
So about in 1977, around that time, I came to Perth to do a show for Telethon because my sister was living here. So I came to visit and do a concert. And the concert was organized by the Tamil Association of West Australia. But the thing is, when we did for the show, the money was given for Telethon. And later, the group of them called me, invited me to be a resident dance teacher in Perth. So that's when I migrated in 1983 with the family. I think when I started in 1983, of course, the population was very small here, especially with our Indian community. But for me, my love is to just spread the art form wherever you don't get much to see of that. So when I started with the first is with the children of the community, that is the Cream Society, the doctors, lawyers, engineers, they are the ones who formed the Tamil Association here. So when I started teaching the kids from them, then the other people came to know through mouth. And that's how more people started joining the classes.
Right.
But the problem is most of them have no clue or idea about the dance. But it was interesting for me. I was also much younger. I was waiting to do more. So that gave me more energy to spread this art form.
Right. Right. Jalakshmi, you were also one of the founding member of an ethnic music center in Western Australia. How did that come up?
Yes, the ethnic music center. Ethnic music center, when we started, we had a lot of musicians from all over the world. They migrated here and we had a meeting and we spoke to one another to find out what we can share in our art form, let it be music or dance. And so in that we realized that we should do something and then we have to promote whatever we have. But then we didn't have, in the early 80s, we didn't have much funds from the government. But then we thought we will do it in a smaller version and then we slowly asked for funds. So all of them, some of them were Chinese instruments they can play and some were belly dancers and like me, classical dancing. That's how other people who have just come to show their art form. So then we joined in to do a program and the musicians who joined in, and my husband was involved with it also playing percussion and sitar. So they called it the melting pots. That was their first program to protect for the ethnic music center. And then it became a bit, people start coming, and then the government gave us a place where we can promote our art. And then all this, when we do a show, audience will come there to have a coffee, tea, a short break, and look at our dance form.
Right.
And that's how it slowly grew up to a bigger community.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
So when you started your school and when you were doing workshops of Indian classical music and dance, how well were you accepted in the Australian community? Do you have any interesting stories to share?
Yeah. Because when I realized that I have to do more workshops, because only through workshops I can talk to them and make them give them an idea what am I trying to tell them about this art form. And so that's when I started doing workshops for schools, especially high schools. And then I went to the UW universities where I did summer courses to show them that our dance, not only dance, our culture is so well spread. That not only dance, music, food, to costume, to dialects, we have got so many of a variety. We can't say this is the only art form. I can't say Bharatanatyam is the only art form.
Right.
We got Manipuri, we got Kathak, we got Odissi, we got Kathakali. So we got various art forms. This is only one of the art forms. So the children were quite impressed when I go and dance and show them a workshop about various items. And then the question for them is, when they look at me, they wonder whether isn't this lady a bit dark skin? Is she an Aboriginal? Where is she, this lady, from? So then I'll ask them, is there any questions you want me to answer? Then they will say, I'd like to know why is that your fingers are all red, you've painted your fingers, and is that some kind of bleeding in your fingers? So
okay.
I used to wonder that, isn't it, how people were not aware of our art. So
right.
After that, I give them all an explanation for them to, then they realize, oh, this is why. I said, our Indian dance is not only, we are already, culturally, we love to dress up, look good, we must be presentable. It is part and parcel of our culture. Something not new to us. It's always been there from childhood, I said.
So Jayalakshmi, when you came here, tell us, how were Indian dances seen in Australia? Were people aware of Indian dances?
That time there was no dance there. There was only, I think the latest, as I told you, Ethnic Music Center came during that time. But the other dances only came very much later. Because there was not much Indians here.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. I have to tell them this is an Indian art and all that. But the thing is, when it comes to dancing, whenever we perform, they'll all, when you talk about dance, they say, is it Bollywood dancing? I said, no, this is not Bollywood dancing. You know, when you look at the classical ballet, it is like that trained. You must be trained to perform a ballet. The same
right.
way, you have to be trained to do an Indian classical dance.
So you had to educate them about the dance.
Yes. And I said,
and
Bollywood,
music.
You can just go listen to the music, just do some movement and just go along. Any from a child to older person, anyone can just join in a Bollywood dancing, but not for a classical. You have to be trained to do it.
So tell us, how has the love for Indian dance and music evolved or changed in Australia?
Well, earlier, one is population. Two is the awareness. And more of our community people coming in, doing more of shows. And earlier, people were not aware. It's just because of all lack of all this awareness, they didn't know. But later, as more people came in, you can see the interest, especially with Australians, were always there for art, Indian art. From the time I started, it was always
right.
The audience, they really enjoyed, not only Bharatanatyam, when I did also classical Carnatic music too.
So it has changed, that you can see the
change.
Yes.
Even then, they were appreciating. They can see that it is so much of value in that.
Right.
But now it's more than before.
But how can we promote Indian classical music and dance in Australia?
I think, I think it's also, Natasha, even in India, they find the same problem. It's not here, it's everywhere. Because people, I don't want to take too much of time learning something and doing something. Everybody wants to get it easy done and learning and just join the fun. That's it. So nobody wants, I think it's not only Australia, I'm talking all over. When I go to India, right. The same thing. They say, Carnatic music, when you see the audience, will be very few.
Right,
but you look at Bollywood, it will be big crowds, you know, it will, the dollars for the tickets will be so much. But for classical, we're not that. We don't have, India has the audience, but it's slowly, they are finding it difficult too. But we don't want to lose it. It is too, we don't want such a beautiful art to just go off like that, to be lost.
Right.
So this is our struggle, I think. And we have to do it more. I think we have got to do more of this. If we don't go on, do more. But we are, I can see a lot of them coming in, performing. Now the generation is very different from then. So now the generation wanted easy things to be done, easy, nothing to be too hard. If it's too hard to learn something, why do I want to put so much of work and all that? But our dance needs a lot of bhakti, you know, devotion and dedication, right. Hard work. These things, you must have to do that. But then nowadays generation, no time, I've got no time, my work and all this. But it's very hard to say, but I wish they can just put a bit of time so that we don't lose our culture,
right?
Especially in art forms.
Right. Thank you so much, Jayalakshmi, for talking to us.
You're welcome, Natasha. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.